So, lockdown. It's a subject I'm sure has been discussed into boredom, and we'll probably continue discussing it for many years. Something we might be even telling our children or our grandchildren. With that said, though, I have found some light in this strange and unprecedented times. Like the old saying goes, every cloud has a silver lining. And I thought I would share this with yourselves tonight. Above all amazements, my children are the light at the dark tunnel that's called Corona. Yes, I might have gained a few grey hairs in the process, but then I guess that's all part of life. But why are my children the tunnel of the light at the end of the tunnel? It is simple. The absolute enjoyment you can see in their faces about the smallest things in life. The life through the eyes of a child is so simple. We as grown-ups tend to get hung up on the details of everything instead of enjoying the small things. For example, making pizza at home. Now, I'm sure as a grown-up we can all anticipate, oh, the kids want pizzas. I have to make the dough, I have to chop up all the ingredients that goes with it. But in the eyes of a child, that's the most amazing meal you can provide them on an evening. And then the joy that they experience in every process, making the dough, chopping up the ingredients, if you trust them enough with a knife, hence the more grey hair coming out, and then putting on the toppings, then watching the pizza that they've just made get baked in the oven. When it's too hot and you tell them it's going to burn your mouth, but yet they still can't wait. They just want to take that bite. But yet, and if you know my kids, they will probably tell you each process again and again as you sit at the dinner table, telling you exactly why I chose that specific ingredient and what made it taste so wonderful. And then, of course, the magical moment when there's suddenly an ear-to-ear grin that appears on their faces saying, that was the best meal ever. So what have we learned from this example? What do we as grown-ups take out of life? We get hung up with life, wanting to go at 100 miles per hour, bringing the world and its problems into our faith life. The consequences of that is we lose focus, and sometimes we even lose focus on God. Why can't we be more like children when it comes to faith? Which brings us to today's reading. But before I do it, let's put things into perspective. As in biblical times, children were not perceived as somebody important. Children were adored by their parents, but that's probably where it stopped, as society didn't appreciate them. Even the language of the time suggests this, and I do apologize if I pronounce this correctly. In Greek, they were called pious or podion, which means servants or slaves. So they were seen as inexperienced, foolish, and helpless. So imagine the astonishment of people when Jesus called a little child closer and spoke to them, saying these words. The reading comes out of Matthew 18, verse 1 to 6. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called the little child to him and placed him among them. And he said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little children, little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone around their necks and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Within the first verse, we sort of see our own human nature in it. You know, when the disciples bicker, who is the greatest among us? Who will enter heaven? Again, putting our own focus and our own goals ahead of God's goals. And should we ask ourselves, do we think ourselves too mighty to be as children? Someone that is dependent on someone else, that has no say in society or no influence. So what is Jesus really trying to say with these words? Should we be childish? Where we are simply immature or silly? Or should we be childlike? We believe just because we believe. Well, I think personally it's the latter. We should be childlike, believing as just that we do believe, but also be a true child in our belief, playing the 1,000 question game. As I'm sure most parents have experienced that one, why? Because through this process, that's how we learn and we grow in this process. Perhaps not just in our life, but also in our faith life. Jesus never tells us or says that we should be helpless. Just as a child depends on his parents, so we must depend on God. We must turn to him for all our needs. Like the Greek word said again, child, pious. We should become servants of God. Just as Jesus himself was a servant when he came to earth. As it is through growth that we can see the small things in life. So we have the need to continuously grow in our life and in our spiritual lives, learning constantly and never missing a single moment or the smallest things. We embrace the small milestones we achieve in our spiritual life. Just as we embrace the small milestones in our children's lives. When we say we need to enjoy the small things like a child, we as Christians need to go back to basics like a child and remember the simplest of things that our Christians believed. As we all know it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. To believe in the small miracles sent to us and the blessings we receive on a daily basis. Not waiting for those big hurrah moments, but appreciating the small things in life. We are sometimes too afraid to give testimony because we always wonder, what would other people think of us? Faith, like a child, tells us, share if you want to. Overshare if you want to. What might seem small to us today, now, must be absolutely amazing to somebody else and might be something they need in that exact moment. Embrace the small things in life, just like children, and stop being hung up on the details or all the reasons why we want something when it doesn't go our way. It appears it's all right. Oh, the wonders of modern technology, isn't it? Now, where was I? yes, so think of the small milestones when it comes to our own children. We clap when they start crawling. They take their first steps, or maybe their first words. We make videos of it, place it on social media, and share it with the world. Let us be like this when God looks upon us. Bring joy to his face. We are the ones that should be achieving these milestones, making God proud in whatever we do. As
the small milestones when it comes to our own children.
That's bad when you hear yourself back. As we are God's children, just as we need to make God proud, we also need to be proud of our fellow Christians and believers. We are all different in our paths and our spiritual growth. So let us celebrate each other's milestones in each other's lives. Let us make God proud of our milestones that we achieve in growth through him. But the verses don't just stop there. As it tells us to be more like children, we also are given a responsibility for future generations and our own children. As it says in verse 6, if anyone causes these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it should be better for them to have large millstones hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. We are all aware that there is some sickness in the world when it comes to children and child abuse. We need to remember that children are like little sponges, absorbing everything around them. Thus, we have, as grown-ups, have a responsibility to teach our children true and good moral values, only exposing them to good Christian values. Being there for kids when they do ask the thousand questions, giving the correct answers. But if we don't know the answer, we tell them. We don't make up lies. And we learn together. We find out the answers together. And thus, growing in our own lives and growing in our own faith. Let us be examples for our children and our fellow Christians. Thus, I'm deciding to take lockdown as a blessing, as it has allowed me to spend more time with my children, seeing them grow and the laughter with them instead of all the negative things that is going on around us. I will let my children's faces be a daily reminder to have more faith like a child, or faith like children. So in conclusion, let us be servants of God and our fellow man and woman. Let us believe in the simple things of life. Celebrate the milestones within our growth within God. And finally, let us look after the future of our kids and the fellow Christians. Amen.